from the center. 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W29 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The Doge deadline is come and gone. A new post on X from Elon Musk Monday night telling federal workers to send that email listing their accomplishments last week or face termination. The deadline was midnight Eastern, and that's passed.
Some Republicans on Capitol Hill expressing concern. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski writing on social media, if Elon Musk truly wants to understand what federal workers accomplished over the past week, he should get to know each department and agency and learn about the jobs he's trying to cut.
ABC's Mary Bruce. After holding talks at the White House, President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron say there is a path to peace in Ukraine. Paris was among the cities Monday night marking 3 years since Russia's invasion, lighting up the Eiffel Tower in the colors of Ukraine's flag. Crowd gathering to pray the rosary outside the Vatican for Pope Francis, who remains in critical condition but has shown slight improvement. He's still receiving oxygen while battling pneumonia and mild kidney failure. This is ABC News. Iran is a big concern in the Middle East, and Saudi Arabia has been a great partner in the region. That from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth Monday during a meeting with his Saudi counterpart, Prince Khalid bin Salman, at the Pentagon.
We've got tremendous opportunities to pursue security and stability in the Middle East, combat terrorism, and increase mutual prosperity.
More than 100 corrections officers are on strike at New York State's Coxsackie Correctional Facility. Corrections officers have been striking or picketing at about 30 prisons across the state in the past week, calling for better pay, heightened security, and a reversal of limits on solitary confinement.
No one has ever seen the amount of violence and disregard for the safety of the officers, not to mention the fact that staffing is at an all-time low.
That's retired corrections officer Ed Ventry. Says workers face deteriorating conditions. The strike's not authorized by the corrections officers union. The governor, Kathy Hochul, announcing legal action. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks beat the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 10 at the half, but came back strong in the fourth quarter, defeating the Miami Heat 120-113. Giannis and Damian Lillard were limited, but that opened the door for players like Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., known as Kuz and Scoot. Doc Rivers.
I think Scoot scored a couple of times, then Kuz gets a rebound, breaks out, creates a basket, then Scoot goes back to it. Just gives us a lot of speed, and we try to make sure we have one roller, and I think it's a good fit.
The Bucks head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. College hoops, the Badgers now 21-6 after losing to Oregon. In overtime Saturday, they host Washington 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Marquette is at home tomorrow night against Providence. The Golden Eagles have lost 4 of their last 6 games. And the Milwaukee Panthers losing to Robert Morris 72-59. Robert Morris in first place in the Horizon League. The Panthers dropped to 5th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even bad reviews, word of mouth, and almost a 70% drop-off from its first weekend of release couldn't knock Captain America Brave New World from number one at the box office. The film took in a little over $28 million at theaters this past weekend to remain atop the feature film leaderboard here in the U.S. The most recent Marvel film has now brought in $141 million domestically after a $100 million-plus opening last weekend. Big drop-offs for Marvel films are becoming a bit of a concern for Disney Studios. Ant-Man and Wasp, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Thor, Love and Thunder also saw big drop-offs from weeks 1 to 2. In the number 2 slot this past weekend was The Monkey, a gory thriller which pulled in a little over $14 million in its debut weekend. Another win for Neon Studios, which released the surprise hit Long Legs last year. Rounding out the top 5 were Paddington in Peru, which finished in 3rd place, Dogman was in 4th, and Heart Eyes finished in 5th place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a slim chance of rain out there. Then we'll see clouds breaking overnight, light winds, and temperatures dropping to the lower 30s. On Tuesday, look for plentiful sunshine across the area with highs in the upper 40s. A little better chance of rain heading our way Tuesday night. Currently 41 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn, and Harvey K has a toast to Thomas Paine. Plus, how are federal layoffs impacting the great state of Wisconsin? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is Michael Cohen, the principal of Crisis-X, a crisis management company, previously served as the personal attorney to Donald Trump, formerly the executive VP of the Trump Organization, special counsel to Trump. He's the author of two books, most recently Revenge, and he's the host of a podcast called Mea Culpa with Michael Cohen, which I will be on later today. He's also the co-host of the Political Beatdown. He's a political commentary. He's got a great Substack newsletter, therealmichaelcohen.substack.com, and over on Blue Sky, michaelcohen212.bsky.social. And Michael, welcome back to the program. It's been quite a while.
Good to see you, Tom. It's been more than a day.
Yeah, it has. It definitely has. So, first of all, just for our listeners out there, I just want to let people know after you and I have a conversation here for 5 or 10 minutes, I'm gonna throw it open to our listeners to call in and ask questions of you, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, sure. Perfect.
Okay, cool. So, Jeremy will be lining up callers who are specifically have questions for you. I've noticed over on your Substack, Robin, I read your Substack, I subscribe to it, I recommend it, I think it's just great. And you've been writing about the threat of a billionaire administration, and pointing out how Trump has corrupted Eric Adams. I guess he was corrupt to begin with, and you argue that Pam Bondi is laying the groundwork to make sure that her boss is untouchable. While Trump is waging war on the press. This all seems to be kind of one thing. Knowing Donald Trump as well as you do, and having been thrown in prison by him as you were, what do you think the game is here?
The game is total power, total authority. One of the things that I've talked about in the book Revenge is Donald is a transactional individual. This is not about what so many of the pundits that you hear on television talking about, that he is a shadow government and he's allowing Elon Musk, who's the real president. None of that is accurate. It's all great hyperbole. It makes for a great story. It's wonderful if, in fact, you were living in Gilead in The Handmaid's Tale. But that's not the reality here. The reality is Donald Trump is seeking to create a scenario where, as he stated earlier, he intends to destroy our tripartite system of government. He intends to rewrite the Constitution. And the more I talked about it, the more I used to get pushback from individuals that said, stop it, it's not true, you're just being hyperbolic. No, I'm not. In fact, what he is doing right now, which is straight out of the Project 2025 playbook, he is attempting to dismantle the legislative branch, which I believe he's already done, when you start to see the senators capitulating to some of the nominees that Donald Trump has put forth for various different positions. One of the things that you see is nobody wants to fight with him. Well, it's not just the legislative branch, it's the judiciary as well as the Supreme Court that made that terrible ruling about presidential immunity. So what is his goal? His goal is to be able to take full and total control over the U.S. Government.
Wow. Wow. It seems pretty evident to me as well. My op-ed today over on HartmanReport.com, my Substack newsletter, is my concern that Thursday is the 92nd anniversary of the Reichstag fire in Germany.
I read it.
I'm curious your thoughts on the possibility that Donald Trump would use a terror attack against the United States, whether real or staged. I'm assuming real will be enough to declare a state of emergency, to use the Insurrection Act, to basically suspend the Constitution and make himself emperor for life.
Well, I don't think he needs to actually have a war or even the threat of a war within which to do that. He's already talking about 2028. Now, you know, a lot of people will say, yes, but look at his age and look at his health and so on. His family has a longevity gene. I can assure you on that. And one of the things I had talked about, even again in the book Revenge Early, is that he intends to stay. He's not looking to give up the power. He enjoys the ability to get other leaders around the world, regardless of whether they're third world countries, second world, or they're G7 countries, to capitulate, to come, to bow down, and to kiss the ring. I know this all sounds so crazy. Unfortunately, all you need to do is turn on your television set, and you are seeing this as a reality. And I'm shocked. I'm truly shocked that we have gotten to the point that this is where we are at as a country. But he's not going to need to start a war within which to try to effectuate this, we'll call it supreme leader monarchy ideology.
Yeah, well, my concern is that, you know, some idiot might set off a bomb at the Capitol building or something, and that might be enough for Trump to use. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, first of all, it's not so easy to get into the Capitol, and if anybody has been through that between the...
Well, I mean, it could be anywhere. It could be, you know... But anyway, okay, let's move along.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't see that. I believe he thinks that by rewriting the Constitution, he will have the ability to go a third term, a fourth term, and basically, as you stated, to insert himself as a dictator or as a monarch, a king for life.
Yeah. In other words, he doesn't, in your opinion, he doesn't need an event, a triggering
no.
event. You had a fascinating conversation with Jim Acosta a day or three ago. In which Jim was suggesting that Trump, you know, delights in owning the libs, and you were saying that Acosta's suggestion was not the way to defeat Donald Trump. How do we defeat Donald Trump? What is the best way to take this?
Well, this is where the new head of the DNC needs to gather around individuals who actually know and understand Donald. One of the things that you need to do is you need to be reactive. And that means not take 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month within which to get a response back where, you're just putting something out there in an op-ed. If I hear one more Democrat turn around and say, well, what we'll do is we're going to put out an op-ed. To be honest with you, you're wasting your time with the op-ed. Few people are actually reading them and or actually even absorbing what the predicate is of that op-ed. You need to go to social media, whether it's going to be on the TikTok platform, whether it's going to be on Substack, on Blue Sky, and you need to make it simple, right? You know, like the old expression, Tom, you know, it's the economy, stupid. Well, in this specific case, it is social media stupid because you're starting to see the young generation, Gen Z, as an example. They spend more time absorbing their news information from social media platforms like a TikTok, like X, like Blue Sky, like Substack, than any place else. And we cannot afford to lose that news. On top of that, grassroots, we need to establish your hair.
It's Talk Media for the Sane among us. Michael Cohen answering your questions for that.
The lights were hot and the beer was not and the band was playing loud. The house was full, but her eyes pulled me right across the crowd. And I said, how's
it going? Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now.
Civic Media live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
Now we know it's a song.
Jimmy's talking about it now.
I know. You're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever. So that's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or civil or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? That's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 608-434.
legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one.
A couple stars.
It
has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, the Law Review with Jim Santel, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store and listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. Really a definition of life. Why love? Why? Through all the fatherhoods first, he never stopped being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, up to 95% off FedEx rates, which is pretty
She
amazing.
Was touching up her makeup, I was standing next to line, couldn't help but notice neat those powder room lights, it was China red outlined in black on the left side of her shoulder.
Thank you.
things that I totally agree with Trump on. I just don't like the manner to which they're messaging it or the way that they want to implement it. Every Sunday I see people. I think it's fair just to say that our country has had issues with its immigration policies for the last 50 years. Okay, and it's such a tough issue that every president before has kicked that can down the road. Trump has decided he's not kicking the can down the road. He's just going to run over it with a Sherman tank, and he's going to flatten it. Yeah, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to reopen one terrible day. Imagine this, right, which is in Cuba. We're going to reopen one terrible day. We're going to stop our sending people, let's say from the West Coast of California, put them on an airplane, send them over to Guantanamo Bay, 30,000 beds. Now you got to feed them out of the whole bay. But they need to go back, for example, to Mexico. Well, Mexico is like a 3-4 hour bus ride. Here we're going to put them in an airplane, send them 9.5-10 hours to Guantanamo Bay just to send them back. That doesn't sound normal, especially if it's being done by a program, an agency, a department, because I don't even know what DOGE even is. I know what it stands for as an acronym, but is it a department? Is it an agency? Is it a program? I thought that government efficiency would be a part of the cheapest and the quickest. You don't shoot people to Guantanamo Bay, which is like a 9-10 hour flight, and then just send it the opposite direction back. It just seems redundant.
Mike,
we put a couple of us in front of people like yourself and make sure that each and every day we're there. Admiral
202-808-9925. Mike Cronin is with us until 10 minutes. Watching all these waves roll.
When I'm lost, I know where to get found again.
Yeah, I go down and stay. My feet in the water and I soak up that sun. And I watch it sink out of the field.
Man, if you go back to that criminal file for 2 years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. The power to collect taxes, right? They can freeze your bank account, your passport, and headline your business. Look, if the IRS claims you have 5,000 more back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends and get a tax lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate for the IRS and save money. They're experts at it. That's all they do, and you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS 5,000 more back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing. Letting go a little, little by little, sipping on frozen drink. Taking
what's taken,
pouring all week, and clouds ain't leaking no rain. Toothpicks are shaking, white caps are breaking, we ain't feeling no pain. It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. When that swine lays down, we'll be on our way. One more rare photograph, and one more last chance to get seen. So senorita, don't you say we need a salt and a buffet song? One margarita, two margarita, three margarita, we'll be gone.
800-961-2480.
That's 800-961-2480.
Blue sky shades on the ice, tuck the bloodshot away.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The DOGE deadline has come and gone. New post on X from Elon Musk Monday night, telling federal workers to send that email listing their accomplishments last week or face termination. The deadline was midnight Eastern, and that's passed.
Some Republicans on Capitol Hill expressing concern. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski writing on social media, Elon Musk truly wants to understand what federal workers accomplished over the past week. He should get to know each department and agency to learn about the jobs he's trying to hide.
Cruz. After holding talks at the White House, President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron say there is a path to peace in Ukraine. Paris was among the cities Monday night marking 3 years since Russia's invasion, lighting up the Eiffel Tower in colors of Ukraine's flag. Crowd gathering to pray the rosary outside the Vatican for Pope Francis, who remains in critical condition, but has shown slight improvement. Still receiving oxygen, battling pneumonia and mild kidney failure. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Awards season is in the home stretch, with the Oscars less than a week away. The 2025 Screen Actors Guild Awards are in the books and could give us some hints for next week's Oscar broadcast. Timothée Chalamet and Demi Moore took home the awards for Best Male and Female Actor in a Leading Role in the Feature Film category. Conclave won the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actress went to Zoe Saldana for Emilio Perez. Kieran Culkin won Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain. Outstanding Performance by a Lead Actor in a Limited Series went to Colin Farrell for his role in Penguin, and Jessica Gunning won the same award for her role in Baby Reindeer. Switching to comedy, Jean Smart took home the Best Female Acting Award for Hacks, and Martin Short won in the same category for a male actor for Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders also won Best Ensemble in a Comedy. Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series went to Shogun. Not a huge surprise there. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks beat the Heat on Al Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 10 at the half, came back strong in the fourth quarter, defeating the Miami Heat 120-113. Giannis and Damian Lillard. Opened the door for players like Kyle Kuzma, Kevin Porter Jr., known as Kuz, and Scoot, Doc Rivers.
I think Scoot scored a couple of times, then Kuz gets a rebound, breaks out, creates a basket, then Scoot goes back to it. Just gives us a lot of speed, and we try to make sure we have one roller, and I think it's a good fit.
The Bucks head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. College hoops, the Badgers now 21-6 after losing to Oregon in overtime Saturday. They host Washington 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Marquette is at home tomorrow night against Providence. Golden Eagles have lost four of their last six games. And the Milwaukee Panthers losing to Robert Morris 72-59. Robert Morris in first place in the Horizon League. The Panthers dropped to fifth. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a slim chance of rain out there. Then we'll see clouds breaking overnight, light winds, and temperatures dropping to the lower 30s. On Tuesday, look for plentiful sunshine across the area with highs in the upper 40s. A little better chance of rain heading our way Tuesday night. It's 42 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Yeah, Jason, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes has a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, aren't impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. This is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nothing you can say can tear me away.
I know. But overshadow y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter, you not only bring joy and love into your home, but also give another animal a chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting the American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today.
Dawn.
Superintendent Brittany Kinzer is endorsed by Moms for Liberty. What threats are posed to your kids' education by the candidate for the superintendency? We discuss with Dan Schaefer at 2:30.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
All the stars are gone.
So let me get you started with my special
discount. Young man sweeps the
auditorium. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you go over to fearthebrains.com and check out all the different products that they have. Well, basically, you know,
from
an
empty stage and chewing empty room.
As powder, just choose the
code TOM, T-H-O-M. He sold everything he owned and come to town. But he had to take this job when the chips were down.
50 minutes past the hour. For
sweeping up the greatest show in history.
Trump and
he's a fathom of the grand old robbery. Money don't get on, he's sleeping in the street.
That I had gone there with $10 million in cash.
The phantom of the grand old opera. South Korea. They have, you know, projects in India. They have projects, you know, in the Arab Emirates and so on. I mean, they have projects all over the place. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, let's make a big deal over this. And what that did is it gave Donald Trump, remember, he's transactional. And he is an incredible branding specialist. Yeah, maybe the best brander in the entire world. Think about what he was able to do. He was able to twist it and make himself into the victim of that story. But he is not the victim of the story. In fact, I am. But he took it out.
Time, new place, waitress, says her name, why doesn't
have your continual stance against Trump. Also, I cited when you say that
corner store, stop in, someone has how you been, I say, I really gotta go, wish I could forget you, but I don't know how.
Thank you.
Every time I turn around, there's always something every day reminding me. Everywhere I go, there's a memory. Ready and waiting to catch me off guard. There's no way to prepare my heart for what I wouldn't give up. What I wouldn't do if only I could just stop missing you. I feel so hard, like it was never nothing. There's always something every day reminding me. Everywhere I go, there's a memory.
I got to ready and waiting to catch me off guard.
There's no way to prepare my heart. I wonder what you hear me now.
What I would do,
only I could just stop missing you. I've been so far, like it was never nothing. But it's always something new.
to social media that we have to go to. Netflix and Hulu. All of these streams are, you know, how many people actually get their news from miniseries or they get them from documentaries? It's incredible. You speak to people. You know, Tom reads like 10,000 books a year. Find somebody that reads 100 a year. I mean, I do only because I talk about it.
Ever since the day you came into my life, I haven't been the same.
Right?
Been the same. My world was turned upside down like a storm. It was a hurricane.
Hurricane.
You gave me a reason to keep on believing you're everything to me. Your passion, desire, it gives me the power to be who I want to be. I need you more than the air. Than a dream, I can't believe it. How my heart feels when it skips a beat. Skips a beat. The love I feel, it seems surreal when you take my hand and smile at me. Smile at me. You gave me a reason to keep on believing you're everything to me. Your passion, desire, it gives me the power to be who I want to be. I need you.
Friday night, yeah. Blaming on my homegrown history.
see too late to the county line. Blame it on the dirt road, gravel down the not so old country in the speakers of my radio. Freedom of a wide open Midwest sky where I grew up, where I grew up. Blame it on the summer night, harvest moon, a five-star falling boy, boy like you. Stealing my heartbeat, stars above.
Aggressive. What do you think?
It's the 54th annual sales fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at sales fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
Are you ready for a wild ride filled with belly laughs, tall tales, and a whole lot of Deer Camp madness? The hilarious and heartwarming play Escanaba in the Moonlight takes the stage. Join Albert Sodi as he spins the unforgettable story of one eventful deer season in the Upper Peninsula. There's Remnant, the superstitious buck whisperer. Reuben, who's never bagged a deer in his life.
On Substack. So
and let's not forget the Jimmer,
yes.
A man who drinks like a fish and once got abducted by aliens. And wait till you meet the DNR officer from Detroit who swears he's seen the Almighty. So grab your flannels, gather your crew, and come see Escanaba in the Moonlight. Performances run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 14th, 15th, and 16th at the City Auditorium. Tickets are $10. Don't miss out on this super classic, Escanaba in the Moonlight.
We put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptide.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench, but when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be. On the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
And start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/partner.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshauer joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Peach Waba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Our pet university professor and pollster extraordinaire, Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add it in the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile,
They see hope. A room. Hope with his son, Rajiv. They have an easier life than he. You see, Rajiv, just like his father, was born to the cleft. But thanks to Smile Training, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcast. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Atkins Institute.
Station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store. Then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Just to make a statement, it's not worth it. You know, having your job is a real...
Brian, thank you for the call, and good luck. I wish you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I've been listening to Michael's conversation, and I really like him, and I like you.
Place your hand on his Bible, and we swear to tell the truth. His name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. When we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt where we stand. There's no separation.
Show weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
On Dave Packer, President Trump says his tariffs on Mexico and Canada will start next month.
It seems like that's going on very rapidly. We've been mistreated very badly by many countries.
25% tariffs on America's two largest trading partners. Midnight in Washington, D.C. came and went. That was a deadline for 2 million federal employees to report their accomplishments last week after an ultimatum from Elon Musk. And Monday evening, Musk doubling down, posting on X, workers will be given another chance on a second time will result in termination. On Monday, the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a controversial U.S. drafted resolution that does not call out Russian aggression adopted by the United Nations Security Council. In Argentina, hikers gathered in Buenos Aires to pay and pray for Pope Francis' health and recovery. This is ABC News. At the ceiling, in the high-stakes legal fight, the Associated Press moving forward with its lawsuit.